10. A closer look at nutrition labelling. High blood pressure and sodium.
Oh, I've lost my sense of taste today. Let me order a bowl of rice with luncheon meat and egg, plus 2 pieces of sausage. Waiter, may I have more soy sauce on my rice too?
Wait, Grandmother. Don't you remember you have high blood pressure? The doctor has told you to change your eating habits.
Oh, one more bowl of rice is nothing. I know what I'm doing.
Grandmother, your food is salty and fatty. It contains a lot of sodium and fat. The doctor said you had to cut down on sodium in order to control your high blood pressure. Besides, I remember the doctor said you should reduce your intake of saturated fat and trans fat to reduce the risk of developing heart disease.
You keep telling me that I eat too much sodium. I have no idea what sodium is.
Grandmother, you may not know what sodium is, but you must know what salt is, right? The chemical name of salt is sodium chloride, and salt is our major source of sodium intake. Often, salt or other food additives that contain sodium is added to canned food like luncheon meat, processed food like sausages, and your favourite salted fish.
Oh no! I often add several teaspoons of salt when I cook. Are we taking in too much sodium?
The World Health Organization recommends that we should not have more than 2,000 milligrams of sodium per day. This is approximately 1 level teaspoon of salt.
Well, is there anything that can help me buy food with less sodium?
You can take note of the nutrition claims on prepackaged food, such as biscuits, soy sauce, and canned food. You may see that some of the products have low sodium claim on them. Starting from the 1st of July 2010, food with low sodium claim must satisfy the condition that it contains not more than 120 milligrams of sodium per 100 grams or 100 millilitres of food.
This is simple. From now on, I'll only buy foods that have low sodium or low salt claims on the packaging.
Not necessarily, Grandmother. Food with low sodium claims only means that the food has a low sodium content. It doesn't reflect the content of other nutrients in the food. For example, a packet of low sodium biscuits may be high in fat. Grandmother, you have always told us that we should not take things at face value, haven't you? When we buy food, we should read nutrition claims as well as other information on the nutrition labels. We should read the nutritional content carefully and choose food that's lower in sodium and lower in the combined amount of saturated fat and trans fat.
My dear grandson, you know so much about it. Let's go to the supermarket together, and you can tell me more about the uses and benefits of nutrition labels. Let me treat you to an ice cream too.
Hooray! Fortunately, I've browsed the website of the Centre for Food Safety this morning.